Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Dan Everson with the Buffalo City Scream Team, and we'll just jump right into it. Dan, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. The Buffalo City Scream Team is putting on their haunted house for 2017 this Friday and Saturday and October 27th and 28th in Jamestown. For our listeners, Dan, tell us a little bit more about the Buffalo City Scream Team. What do you guys do, and who's it comprised of?
Yeah, the Buffalo City Scream Team actually came about as a necessity because we needed a name. But we got together, we were a committee. A bunch of us guys were on a committee up at the state hospital, and we decided we were going to put on a haunted house. And so we got together and we got them to let us use a vacant building up there. And so in 2012, we put together a rush job of a haunted house and had a blast doing it. And then we did the same thing in 2013 and did it again. Donated the proceeds to the food banks in town and just had a good time doing it. And 2014, we lost our building up there. So we were in the middle of setting up for a haunted house that year and got the plug pulled on us. So we didn't get to do it in 2014. But then in 2015, we hooked up with the Frontier Village, the guys from the Frontier Village, and we haunted the village. And again, we rush job to put it together and we pulled it off and again had to pulled in some new people. Our the Scream Team just kind of kept growing and up there they told us that they were going to give us a little plaque on the wall in commemoration of our efforts for putting together that haunted village, and so they said we needed a name, and so we kind of took a poll of what we wanted to be called and came up with the Buffalo City Scream Team. And did it again up there in 2016. And but being out in the elements, you know, being in North Dakota, you never know what it's going to be like in the middle of October. So this year we decided to venture out on our own and we found a building to rent and got insurance. And again, it was hurry up and wait type thing. So we only had the building for less than 2 weeks. We had 2 weeks to set up. And so, but it's coming together and we're opening tomorrow. So it better be ready. We got a good group of guys up there that are, you know, they're doing it for the fun of it, you know, and And I was thinking about this yesterday, you know, what type of guy does this, because we do it for fun. Nobody gets paid. All the proceeds we make, we donate to the local charities. And, you know, there's this guy that will go to an amusement park and stand in line under the roller coaster and bend down and pick up a bolt and say, "Hey, I wonder where this fell out of." You know, so indicating that it came out of that roller coaster, and it didn't. So it doesn't endanger the ride any, but it might increase the scariness for the next person in line who's hearing them talk about this. That's the type of people that we have up there. We have the people that like being scared and that like scaring other people. So but yeah, it's a good group of guys and hopefully we'll have a good turnout and have some fun doing it. So.
Excellent. Again, Dan Everson joining us here on Let's Talk About It, talking about the Buffalo City Scream Team's haunted house coming up this Friday and Saturday and next Friday and Saturday. Dan, I guess I should ask too, age restrictions. Is this just for the kids? Is this just for adults, or is it a mix of both? Can kids or adults come and take part of this haunted house that you guys are putting together?
Yeah, it's pretty much adult oriented. I mean, there's some pretty gruesome things up there, but you know, kids are kids. So, you know, some kids are like that kind of stuff, but I wouldn't bring the average, you know, too young of a child up there. I have a grandson who's 12 and he won't set foot in the place. So, you know, every kid is different. So you got to kind of use some common sense type thing and yeah, use your discretion on what your kids like, you know, but yeah, it's pretty scary. So I wouldn't bring too young of kids up there, but okay. We're not going to turn anybody away. But
it's really cool too, because Dan, you guys will be donating the funds that you raise and the non-perishable food items that you raise to local charities. Do you know any of those charities that you're going to be donating to?
Well, we don't, because we don't know how much we're going to pull in. You know, first sure, we got to pay for our rent and our insurance. And then, so, you know, last year we donated to Prairie Paws. The food items, they go to one of the local food banks, you know, but yeah, we're kind of open, you know, for suggestions from the crew, you know, who we want to donate to. So, but first we got to not get too far ahead of ourselves and see if we even have a profit. Hopefully we'll be able to pay the rent and insurance, but yeah, beyond that, we don't have any solid plans.
Well, and that makes sense. I mean, you want to make sure that you can afford what you're renting out and everything like that, too. I'll remind everybody again, Dan Everson joining us here on Let's Talk About It, part of the Buffalo City Scream Team, putting together that haunted house on Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to midnight this Friday and Saturday and next Friday and Saturday. Dan, is there anything else you wanted to make mention of? Anybody you want to thank or anything like that?
We got some thank yous to put out there, too. So we're definitely going to do something like that because the community has been great. And donating stuff for us to use, you know, just for us to borrow. But yeah, it's really kind of cool that the community is willing to just jump in there and like the portable toilets. The building we got doesn't have any running water, so we don't have any bathrooms up there. So the D&B portable toilets, they donated a couple porta potties for us to use, and
awesome.
TSC's given us a couple hundred pallets to help construct things with. So I mean, it's a pretty cool thing.
Very cool. It's always great how the community can come together and put together things like this year in and year out. Dan, I guess I should have asked too, are you the organizer or are you just part of the Buffalo City Scream Team? What's your play in all of this?
Well, there's probably four or five of us that are real heavy into the organizational part, so I'm probably one of them. One of the four or five organizers.
Well, very good. So one of the four or five organizers for the Buffalo City Scream Team's haunted house coming up real soon, again, this Friday and Saturday. Dan, anything else you wanted to toss in there for our listeners or anything that we may have missed?
No, it's just come on and have a good time. I mean, there's going to be a donut vendor. He said he's going to come up and set up there. So come up for some mini donuts and come in for see if we can work those mini donuts out of you. We have goals that I probably shouldn't say out loud.
So I guess prepare to be scared then when it comes to the Buffalo City Scream Team's haunted house. Thank you again, Dan, for joining us. That is going to do it for our Let's Talk About It today. Again, the Buffalo City Scream Team Haunted House 2017 going on this Friday and Saturday from 8 to midnight and next Friday and Saturday 8 to midnight at 1620 8th Avenue Southwest. The cost is $5 plus a non-perishable food item and all proceeds because, again, as Dan pointed out, all of them are volunteers. So all the proceeds will go to local charitable entities, and we appreciate Dan for his time. And that'll do it for this segment of Let's Talk About It here on ESPN Jamestown.